Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude on this morning, Father God, thanking you for one more day that you have allowed us to wake up, one more day that you have allowed us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. Father, for this we praise you, we love you, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your holy and we magnify your righteous name. Father God, you are great and you are mighty. You are mighty and you are great. And Father God, we just want to say thank you on this morning, Father. Father, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, Father, the things we did we shouldn't have done and the things that we didn't do yet that we, Father God, should have done already. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us, Father God, and thank you for cleansing us, and thank you for giving us another day and another opportunity to get it right. And we bless you on today, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father, we thank you for it. We are very, very grateful that you included us in it. Father, we embrace the day, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for where you brought us from. Thank you for where we are. And thank you for the things yet to be revealed. Honor you today, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. So, Father, have your way today. Have your way. Glory be to God. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, 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 and amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, O my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. Amen, amen, amen. Top of the morning to you. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Wishing you, amen, the Lord's grace and mercies. Amen. On this new day that he has made. Thank you. Amen. For being here with us this morning. Amen. Being fed at the table. Amen. Glory be to God. The good thing about our table is the table is clean. Oh, my God. Sookie, sookie. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever go out to somebody's house or go out, amen, to a restaurant or whatever the case might be, and the table is dirty? Glory be to God. They still have the crumbs from the customers, amen, before you, or, you know what I mean, the house is not clean. It's not clean, you know, but this table is clean. Amen. Glory be to God. The food is not contaminated. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. Sometimes people will invite me out. Glory be to God. And I don't go. Amen. Because I know what they're doing. They're serving all that expired food, contaminated food. Amen. The food they got from the food banks. and didn't get a chance to give all the food away. So now the food, you know what I mean? Oh, the food has been in the freezer, freezer burnt. Amen. And they just want to serve you. I don't eat anywhere and everywhere. I don't know about you guys. I don't eat because there's food on the table. Amen. Glory be to God. I eat because the Holy Spirit has given me permission to eat. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, the food is uncontaminated, fresh. Amen. It's nothing like some fresh bread. It's nothing like, you ever eat fresh bread? Amen. Glory be to God. Fresh food. I mean, like it was just made. Amen. And just made for you. But that's what we do here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Because it's served by the Holy Ghost. And he's not serving no leftovers. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Amen. He's not serving no leftovers. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then Jesus took it a step further to say, and I am the bread of life. Hey, my God. He said, eat me. Ha. Oh, my God. And as often as you do this, in remembrance of me, come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I feel like Holy Communion. I feel like Holy Communion. And you know what the good news is? We don't have to be in a corporate setting, amen, to have corporate, to have Holy Communion. You don't have to wait till you get around, amen, a bunch of believers, your brothers, your sisters, your pastor. That's the beautiful part about this, beloved, because we have a personal relationship with Jesus. That means that we can go in that kitchen and take our own Holy Communion, pull out our matzah, pull out our bread, pull out our crackers, pull out our pretzel. If you don't have no grape juice, doggone it, drink orange juice, drink water. Amen. Bless that thing. Amen. And as often as you do this, come on, come on. Glory be to God. I am the bread of life. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For this and for this and for this. If this is your first time with us, amen. Let it not be your last time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're rolling, rolling, rolling. We're rolling, rolling, rolling. We look, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God already knew that we would be here. Amen. 10 years later, 13 years later, 15 years later, he already has the expiration date. Glory be to God. And he take one person down, he put another person up. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for humble beginnings. Amen. We thank God, amen, for a ministry that was birthed in a motel room. Amen. Hallelujah. That is now speaking to the nations. Amen. Going around the nations. Amen. On internet radio. Going around the nations. Amen. On internet television and regular television, too. On the Christian gospel stations. Glory be to God. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Glory be to God. On a modest budget. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything's paid. Glory be to God. We're taking it day by day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we get, amen, to the next, amen, a bill, amen, he'll have that paid too. I don't care how much the bill is for. Amen. Could it be a $1 million bill? What is $1 million to the Lord? $1 million is not nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The guy, amen, on Shark Tank, they said that he's selling his business. Amen. He's leaving Shark Tank this season. Glory be to God. Selling his business. And he's collecting $6.3 billion. Billion. What's $1 million to the Lord? Our God is not no chump. He's not no chump. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he don't think low. He think high. And we think with him. Amen. Glory be to God. Yesterday, amen, we dropped off. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to pick up where we left off. Amen. Glory be to God. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engraved word, which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I repeat, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Blessed in his deed. Oh, glory be to God. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. This man is blessed. And we ask God to bless us. Bless me, Lord. I'm praying for a blessing. I'm believing God for a blessing. The question is, can you stand to be blessed? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. But the turn key. Amen. I know on my key ring, I have several keys. I don't have as many as I used to have. At one time, I had all these keys. I didn't know what they opened. I didn't know who door, what opened what, who opened what. Glory be to God. But amen. And so, amen, when you have that key, you don't have to struggle. You put that key in, you turn the lock, amen, and the door unlocks. Amen, hallelujah. That turn key, beloved, to our full, complete blessing. See, sometimes we get a partial blessing and we happy and we content. See, and we want to live and die like that. See, but God wants to give us the whole thing. He has a plan to bring us to an glory be to God. When he healed the 10 lepers, amen, nine of them kept going about their way. They was happy that they was healed, and that was something to be happy about. Glory be to God. But only one came back and told the Lord, thank you. That was the one who was completely healed, completely whole. God wants to do the thing, beloved, completely. He don't want you partially out of debt. He wants you all the way out of debt. He don't want you, amen, partially healed. He wants you fully healed. Glory be. He don't want you partially sick. He don't want you sick at all. Come on now. He don't want you partially happy. He don't want to give you a little bit of joy. He don't want to give you a little bit of house. He want to give you a big house. Look, our God thinks so big. You want to know how? You want to know why God want to give you a big house? Because he got a mansion waiting for you in heaven. He didn't say when you get over here to heaven, you're going to be in apartment number 202. God didn't say you're going to be in apartment 202A, huh? He said, baby, I'm giving you a mansion. Ooh, my God, my God. Now, check this out. Glory be to God. Normally, when you go into a mansion, there's a whole bunch of rooms, right? Y'all see it on TV, all right? They got the mansion. It might be a 50-room mansion. This mansion has, you know, 10 bedrooms, 3 kitchens, you know, just like, whoo, wow. So you have rooms, amen, in the mansion. See, you have houses in the mansion. But check out what God said. God said, in my house are many mansions. Ah, come on, somebody. I don't want to hit you too deep and too heavy this morning. It's trying to wake you up. In his house, the mansion is in the house. I didn't say the house was in the mansion. I said the mansion is in God's house. Do it sound like God is struggling? Do it sound like God broke? Oh, my God, my God. All right, so what's the key? What's the key, amen, for getting us, amen, from the bottom of the totem pole, amen, from the bottom of the food chain? What's the key to getting us up to the top? What's the key to help us to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath, in the front and not in the back, huh? What is the key? Beloved, it ain't no big secret. God don't do for one what he won't do for another. If God did it for them, he'll do it for you. And that's just the way God works. He is not partial. He don't play favoritism. Huh?
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God rewards obedience, baby. Now, you can talk all day. You can make any kind of excuses you want, feeling sorry for yourself and all that other stuff. God don't want to hear it, and frankly, neither do I. And you shouldn't want to be here. Guess what? The people around you don't want to hear it either. That's why everybody busy all of a sudden. They say they're going to call you back. Seem like it's been a long time. You've been waiting a long time for that return phone call. They tired of hearing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Baby, look, why murmur, complain, be depressed, oppressed, when all you got to do is simply respond to God's word and respond to the truth? Ah, come on now. So he tells us right here, real plain, real plain. We make it real deep. You know, we want to get all deep. You know what I mean? Like we getting extra brownie points for trying to get deep. Baby, you ain't got to go deep. Just go simple. What did God's word say? I was reading so-and-so books, so-and-so books. Well, thank God for books and good spiritual books. Look, I'm a reader. I'm a reader. Starting next week, I'm going to be catching up on my reading. I'm going back to reading 2 books a week minimum. See? And it really ain't that long. If you spend about 1 hour a day, you know what I mean, 1 hour a day, even if you spend 20 minutes a day, get yourself a good book and read it. And just get started. Amen? I have a whole library worth of books. And I'm going to go back and read them books a second time, a third time, a fourth time, because every time I read them, what? Amen. You learn something new. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So read, of course, the Bible is our number one book, and it's good to read some other books too. Amen. So, but let's get to what Jesus said. See, now thank God for Oprah. All right. Thank God. Amen. Mike, Mr. Greenspan, and Jeff Bezos, and thank God for these men and women. They thank God for them. But what did Jesus say? That's what I want to know. All right, well, all right, hey, this is what Jesus said. You ready? Well, you know, I didn't go to Bible school, Pastor. I didn't, no. You're getting too deep. You're getting too deep. The disciples turned the world upside down. Upside down, literally. Them disciples turned the world upside down. Not one of them went to Bible school. Not one of them. They probably didn't have a high school education, a GED, but they had the Holy Ghost. Ah, my God, Suki, baby. Ah, the Holy Ghost. When you go to school, guess what? Amen. Your instructors need the Holy Ghost. Your teachers need the Holy Ghost. So if you got the Holy Ghost, you really coming up on their level. They just don't know it yet. Matter of fact, and have surpassed many of them. All right, verse 20. All right, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready, God. I'm ready to, you know, do your will. I'm ready to go all the way. I'm in this thing. I want all you got for me, for everything, amen, that from the beginning that was mine. Amen. I'm ready for it. I want it. Father God, amen. I want to prosper as my soul prosper. I want to live a long life. I want to live a healthy life. I want to live a wealthy life. I want to live a happy life. I want to live a good life. Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Huh? And something wrong with you if you don't want it. Huh? Because some of us are so spiritual, we ain't no earthly good. Of course we want the most that we can get out of life. And guess what? Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So guess what? You want it and God want to give it to you. Before he gets here, he tells us in St. John 15, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. In other words, we're an item. Ah, my God, Suki. We're an item, huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This personal relationship, this intimate relationship. Huh? You walking with me, I'm walking with you. Huh? When I speak, you listen. But not only do you listen now, we touched on yesterday, hearing is good because everything starts there. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's good, but that's not enough. See, it ain't enough. See, well, I gave my life to Christ. I got saved, okay? Good, that's good, but that ain't enough. You've been saved for 15 years now and just sitting in that same chair. Sitting in the same chair. I don't know what you're waiting for. All right, so here it is, total and complete. 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. What? Where the rest, Pastor? The rest of what? What you looking for? What you want to hear? Why are you trying to make it complicated? Why are you trying to add on to God? The Lord said, cursed is everyone who adds to his word or takes from his word. He'll tell you that in Revelation. Why are you trying to put more to this? He said, just do it. Do it. Why? Because as we found out yesterday, amen, glory be to God, to him who know to do right and don't do it, is sin. So you are in sin if you, amen, do something that you shouldn't do because you know you was wrong and you need to repent for it. But you also wrong if you didn't do what you knew you should have done. You see why that's a delicate situation? Glory be to God, hallelujah. You see why you don't have no time to be pointing fingers at nobody and judging nobody, amen, and trying to be a fruit inspector? Inspect your own fruit. Glory be to God, and see where you stand. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. So he says here, be a doer of the word. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Then the pastor break it down. Oh, yeah. The evangelist broke. Ooh, yeah. They can preach. Oh, girl, let me tell you. All right, good. Part one. All right, now, let's move on to part two, I didn't know there was a part two. Yeah, it's a part two. Matter of fact, you need to be engrossed in the part two immediately. What's that? That's the doing part. You done heard. Now let's get busy. Your doctor would not be your doctor if he stayed in medical school learning. All right, Doc, we're going to see how the joints work and, you know, and how, you know, the heart is tied to this and that. All right, he learning, he busting it open. He's still in medical school. Amen. He would not be your doctor. Only reason he or she is your doctor, amen, because they stepped out and started practicing. That's why they call them practicing physicians. They started practicing on you. You know, be careful who's practicing on you, Chloe, because they still practice it. You have to be an apprentice. You have to get out there and get the moving, baby. Faith without works is dead. Well, I know I shouldn't do this, but oh, Lord, when that butt comes out, I was talking to one of the ministry partners early this week. Baby, when the butt come out, you know your butt in trouble. But. Huh? Yeah, well, they were sitting there just preaching on that. But you know what? Next time. See, who promised you a next time? And you know, the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. See, because you'll be there in the store. Okay? You know the cashier just gave you $5 too much. Now, you know it. He'll bring that word right back to your heart. Bring that word right back in your heart. Do good. Amen. Do the right thing. He'll bring that word right back to your heart. And y'all know, most folks say next time. But you know what? I think God was giving me this because you know what? I need a little extra car fare because you know I needed to stop by the grocery store and God gave me this extra. No, God didn't give you nothing. No. The devil gave it. You was being tested. You was being tested to see if you was going to be a doer of the word. Oh, baby, you're going to be tested. Because let me look here. He says here, be a doer of the word. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. So it's like you look in the mirror, and I'm sure that we all have a mirror. Some of us got a house of mirrors. Hey, mirrors in the living room. I love mirrors myself. Right? But I know you got at least a mirror in the bathroom. So you look in, amen, in the mirror, and you saw you still got toothpaste around your lips because when you brush your teeth, you still got twinkles in your eye and one side of your hair all matted down. You see it ain't right. And instead of you washing your face and combing your hair, you're going to put on your coat and leave the house with the toothpaste around your mouth and the twinkles in your eyes. That's a shame. It ain't no difference in the spiritual than it is in the natural. You're right. It is a shame. Because it didn't take that much to fix it. It didn't take that much. All you had to do is turn on the water and wet the washcloth. You don't even need no washcloth. Put your face in your hands, baby, and throw the water on your face. It didn't even take that much to get it right. Baby, God's laws are not burdensome. He said, my commandments are not grievous. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The way of the transgressor is hard. Not the way of my children, because I've already gone before you and prepared the way, but you got to walk in it. See? You walk in it. Glory be to God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, amen, is showing you which way to go. Left, right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know my life passage. Psalms 32:8. I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee. Amen. In the way that thou should go. Okay, wait a minute. But I'm going to give you another verse here. It's a bunch of scriptures, amen, for that, amen, hallelujah. We get to that later, amen, glory be to God. Just know, amen, the scripture, the one that I was looking for, amen, hallelujah, where the Holy Spirit is saying, amen, hallelujah, go this way, go that way, go this way, go that way. And let me tell you something, walking with God is really, amen, that simple. Because he know that when he speak, you're going to listen. Well, Holy Spirit, I was just thinking, you know, instead of us, you know, going right, you know, can we go left today? Well, you know, God, I was just thinking, you know, I hear what you're saying. I hear you, Lord. I heard you. We get all spiritual and all deep. I heard you. But I was just thinking, Lord, you know, maybe we need to do it this way because, you know, because so-and-so did it that way and they had, see, spiritual arrogance. How dare you? You gonna tell God how to do something and give God some suggestions on how to do something and you don't know up from down and down from up. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 seconds, the next 2 minutes, and you're going to tell God? God said, just do like I'm telling you to do. I'm leading you in safe passage. He said the two-leaf gates are going to be open. The crooked places are going to be made straight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm taking you somewhere. Huh? Look at it yourself. Glory be to God. Ha. All right, turn the idea. Ah, Isaiah 45, verse number 1. Uh-huh. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. Ooh, that's a blessing there. The loins of kings? See, when God bless you, see, he blessing you with somebody who got something. Can't nobody bless you if they ain't got nothing to bless you with. That's a dream. See, all dreamers do is dream. It's time to wake up. He said here, I will loose the loins of kings to come before him, amen, and open the two-leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. When God opens the door, baby, that's a continual blessing, continual breakthrough, continual flow. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Woo! I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Can anybody stand to be blessed? The treasures of darkness? In case y'all don't know, in case y'all forgot, we need to be reminded, unsaved folks got more money than you. Unsaved folks got more money than you. And don't mind paying. I was watching a concert, glory be to God, last night, amen, on the internet, glory be to God, white and black and mostly Caucasians. They paid over $5,000 to have a seat in a concert for 1 hour. Most of us would be rolling our eyes, amen, if you tried to sell us a ticket, glory be to God. They don't think like that. I love it. I love it. I really want to hang around with them. I love it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And besides, it ain't no issue for them. Here's the credit card. Here's the check. My God, my God. Baby, that's how God wants you to live. Just whatever gives you pleasure, as long as he's not offended by it. Glory be to God. You should never have to look at your checkbook and say, well, let me see what my checkbook look like. No. You see, what you should be saying is, let me check in with my daddy and see what my daddy say, because no matter how much it costs, if my daddy say I'm a go, my daddy got the bill. Oh, my God. Sunky, sunky baby. Woo, who wouldn't serve a God like this? My God, is God good or is God good? Wait a minute. Verse 3, read all this. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. There's a whole lot of hidden money out there. That's why you can't be afraid to go where God is sending you. I don't know these people, and I don't know. Baby, guess what? It look like it's pretty dark over there. Yeah, that's where the money is, too. Hidden. Huh? The devil trying to hide it from you. God trying to send you to get it, but you refuse to go. Your disobedient self. Always got a reason and excuse and a rhyme and a song. Huh? You just playing all out disobedient. See, why? Fear, maybe fear. Maybe it is fear. You going to let fear rob you of your blessings? How much longer? How much longer? See, we have the fear of failure, and we have the fear of success. And I would argue as far as to say that most of God's people are not dealing with the fear of failure. They're dealing with the fear of success because greatness is already on the inside of you. You was born great. You was born again great. You was born again rich. You was born again with the Holy Ghost in you, amen, and every good and perfect gift coming from above. You already got the answer in you, but you scared to embrace it. Huh? Because the devil is a liar and the father of lies, and he done whispered in your ears all the different reasons why you can't make it when God has already paid the price. The work has already been done. Jesus declared it is finished. Well, what, he got to come back and do it again? Did Jesus have to come back and die on the cross a second time because you ain't getting it? So verse 3, it's up one down, and it says, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. Baby, it don't get no better than that. But wait a minute now. How God gonna give it to you and you won't do what God tell you to do? He says, give, and it shall be given unto thee. Good measure. Shaking together. Running over. Running over. Running over shall men give into your bosom. How he going to give it to you, and God is calling you here, calling you there, amen, telling you to do this. Whenever God gives you an instruction, telling you the Holy Spirit is leading you somewhere, he's leading you somewhere for a reason. He's not like some people, you know, just want to waste your time. Come on and hang out with me. Where you going? I don't know. Let's just hang out. No purpose, no destiny, just, you know, just wasting time. No, the Holy Spirit don't roll like that. If the Holy Spirit taking you somewhere, baby, he's taking you somewhere to bless you. Because it's strange to us, because the flesh don't want to do it, and this and that and that and that and that and that and that, and we want to question God, then we want to put off for tomorrow what we should have did yesterday, amen, and the only person you holding up is you. The only person you holding up is your blessing. You the blessing blocker. Well, I think they practicing witchcraft. No, you practicing witchcraft. Because stubbornness is as witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft. You the witch. You stopping your own blessings. Baby, let me tell you something. And we might have to do a part 3 on this tomorrow. Can't no devil in hell, can't no witch, no warlock, no wizard, or nobody else stop a child of God who is walking in faith, love, and obedience. They might want to stop you. They can't stop you. They might want to block you. They can't block you. If you fall down, you're going to get back up. And a delay is not a denial. The only person that can stop you is you. I'm going to say it one more time. I said the only person. I'm talking to born-again believers right now. The only person in the universe that can stop you is you. Your obedience. God rewards obedience. God rewards faith. And when you're walking in faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight, and your spiritual ears are open, as we shared with you yesterday, we're not talking about your natural ears. We're talking about your spiritual ears. Because God is a spirit speaking to your spirit. And when you hear God and agree with God, talking about touch, I just need to touch and agree with somebody. Cut the crap. Touch and agree with the Holy Ghost. because the Bible tells us that he's a person. What good is it for you to touch and agree with me and don't touch and agree with the Holy Ghost? You're wasting your time and you're wasting my time too. The truth of the matter is you don't even need another person to touch and agree with. You can touch and agree with the Holy Ghost if two or three. So you got you and you got the Holy Spirit. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How God going to give it to you, baby? He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, get up and come over here. Wait a minute. Why didn't God just bless Abraham where Abraham was? Same way he ain't going to bless you where you at. Till you get up and bust a move and do what God told you to do. And it might be something real simple. Don't you know? Just one point will determine if you pass or fail. So we all been to school. So the teacher say, okay, you need an 80. You need an 80 to pass this course to be promoted. You got a 79. You trying to cop a plea with your teacher. Well, it ain't for one point. And I'm going to get left behind for one point. And I ain't going to get promoted for one point. Yeah, this one thing I do. Yeah, baby, one point. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just do what God told you to do. It's the small foxes that spoil the vine. It's not the real big things, because the truth of the matter is the little things are the big things and the big things are the little things. Glory be to God. It could be something real simple. Something real simple. God could be telling you to pray for him. I ain't pray for him. Pray for the doggone self. Huh? Could be something real simple. Take them out. Buy them dinner. But the dinner? I got this food in my freezer. It's been up here for about a year and a half. I need to get rid of this for it, get more freezer burnt. Huh? Y'all know how we do. You know how we do. I never forget one night I went out with my mother. Amen. Glory be to God. She was preaching. Amen. Years ago. Amen. She had did a revival for some church. I don't know. I forget the name of the church. They had blessed her. They blessed her with a real nice offering. It was real generous to her. On the way home, I noticed my mother was a little quiet. She was a little quiet. Wasn't talking like she normally talked. I didn't say nothing. I was, you know, I'm an easygoing person. Amen. And then she turned around. She said, here, Frieda. I said, what's this, Mommy? She gave me the whole envelope. The whole envelope. She didn't even take, I think she took the tithes off of it. And she gave me the whole envelope. She said, God told me to do this. Whoo! How many of us would have failed that test? I pay my electric bill now. I pay my gas bill. Well, God trying to give you the electric company. God trying to give you stock in the electric company. And you worried about paying an electric bill. Beloved, we just have to do what the Lord is telling us to do. Your little one move, your little one move, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, could win a soul from hell, turn a soul from hell, glory be to God, because you did what the Lord told you to do. Somebody was obedient, amen, in this ministry and bought a ticket for somebody that they heard on the prayer line, said they wanted to go but couldn't afford to go, and they paid a ticket for that person to go, amen. And I was an intermediate person, and when I called and told, amen, matter of fact, they not the only one. I think we had about maybe 10 people to buy tickets for somebody else. But that's love. That's love. My God, sookie, sookie. I'm talking about, amen, that was before the last person came and said, amen, I'll offset okay? They just came in. They said, well, if they can come up with 60, amen, I'll come in, amen, with the other 35 per person. That's real love. But I'm talking about when it was full price, glory be to God, and that was still a discount, amen. But and I called the person and told the person, and I had to stop the girl from crying. That person could have said, I ain't paying for nobody ticket. Well, we'll give them a copy of some pictures. Hey, what? How much tickets cost again? We had one ministry partner, amen, bought four tickets for a whole family. 95 times 4, not 60 times 4, 95 times 4, for a whole family, because God told her to do it, huh? Baby, we don't want to put $10 in the offering envelope, but when we move in obedience to God, little as much as God is in it, if we just do, the lady that gave her two mites, amen, she had two mites, that's all she had, amen, maybe, said this says worth $2, it was less than that, she put that in there, amen, because the Lord told her to do it, it was all she had, and God said, you gave more than these millionaires you're sitting next to, because what they doing is for show, but what you doing is for show. What they doing is for show, S-H-O-W. What you doing is for show, S-U-R-E. Come on, somebody. Oh, we blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. Baby, we got to do some stuff. You can sit around and talk about it. I felt so good when I completed my book yesterday. Well, I still have, it's done. Amen. So thank God. I just have to, amen, I'm going to fine proof it probably on Monday. I'm going to do that last go through, amen. I have an editor and all that, so they're going to take care of that. But I just want to present it a certain way. So I'll do that and have that submitted, amen, to the publisher. It felt so good. It just felt so good to finish something. Not to sit around and talk about what you're going to do one day. It just felt so good. And that's how it is when we serve the Lord. It feels so good because you did what God wanted you to do. You might not even know why you did it. You might not even know why you did it. I got a whole closet, half a closet worth of clothes here I'm about to bless somebody with. I'm just waiting for God. I thought, God, I don't want to give this to Goodwill. I don't want to, there's some good, I will if you say so, but I really want to just bless somebody. I said, God, just show me who to bless. And when God showed me who to bless, I ain't going to sit there and say, well, God, they got better clothes than me. I ain't gonna take my conversation there. I ain't going to do that. I'm just going to trust and obey. I'm just going to trust and obey. It works. Glory be. It works, beloved. Beloved, it is important to listen to what God's word says, but it is much more important to obey it and do what it says. And we can measure the effectiveness, glory be to God, of our Bible study time by the effect it has on our behavior and attitudes. So let me close by asking you a question. Has your behavior and attitudes been affected? Are you just the same old person in the same old rut, same old conversation, same old? I talk to some people sometimes, hey, what's happening? Oh, same old. They ain't lying. It is the same old. You talk to them for a couple minutes, and, oh, googa mooga, they was telling the truth. It is the same old. Huh? How's your behavior? Is your behavior the same old? Is your attitude the same old? Well, it's time to let that go, beloved, and ask the Lord what you would have him to do, what he would have you to do. Let me tell you one thing about God. Let me tell you one thing about God. God is not going to give you another set of instructions until you go back and do the last thing he told you to do. Because a lot of times we want to skip over something God told us to do, hoping that God will forget or God will change his mind or God will have mercy. No, God don't roll like that, baby. You're not skipping those steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We get there step by step. There's no shortcuts other than the ones he give you. Well, I ain't going to do this, but I'm going to do that. I ain't going to do this. So we want to obey him partially and be full and be blessed full time. No. That ain't going to work. And you know the last thing God told you to do because it's still, you can't even rest because it's in your spirit. You can't even shake it. You trying to pray over it, talk over it, sleep over it. And when you wake up, it's still there. Why? Because God wants you to do it. Why? So he can bring something to you. God trying to get something to you. He trying to get something to you. But you got to let go and let God. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. Woo, God, hallelujah. I don't know where all that came from, amen, but we bless you for it in Jesus' name, God. Thank you for feeding us till we want no more, till we want no more. Father, now we don't want to be a hearer only. Now, we know we can't do until we hear, so we have to hear, but we got to do more than hear. We got to do something, and we can't do what we want to do or do what somebody else wants us to do, although you will confirm your will through other people, but we got to do what you want us to do, Father. But you said, what good is it to call you Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that you tell us to do? So help us not to be deceived anymore, Father. And help us to get it right starting today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Thank God for the word. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, your very next step before you do anything else is to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. That's the next step. Okay? It's not the final step. It's the next step. It's the most important step. Do it. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Invite Jesus in to be your Lord and your Savior. Thank him for erasing your sins, washing your sins away. Amen. And making you brand new. So if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the next step for you. And then reach out for him. You know, we have so many people, amen, they're blessed by our broadcast, and we thank you, amen, for coming in and being fair. Let us hear from you every now and then. Let us hear from you. Send us out an email. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. Let us know you're being encouraged through the word. Reach out to us, amen. We love your emails, amen, at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Our website, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. While you're there, today is offering day here at the ministry. Amen. It takes, amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we ask that you will consider being a monthly partner with our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for you sowing, amen, into the soil of this good work. Amen. And so we thank God. We thank God for you. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. All right. Praise party time. Tonight is praise party. Amen. We're just going to ramp it up. We're going to ramp it up a little bit tonight, and then we're going to swing it over into tomorrow night, if the Lord be willing. Ah, glory be to God. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. Amen. So meet us tonight at 9 o'clock. Set your alarm. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I think I heard somebody say yesterday on the prayer line that we'd be on there for 4 hours. No, we ain't never been on no praise party for 4 hours. Not to say the Lord's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. She was bragging. Say, hey, we don't get off at 1, 2 o'clock. No, that's because you fell asleep. That's why you got off at 1 and 2, because you woke up at 2 o'clock and hung up the phone. No, we ain't on there. Most of the time, amen, it's about a 2 hour span, you know, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little over, but we average about 2 hours, amen. But even if you can't stay the whole 2 hours, come in and put your 10 minutes in, amen. Give the Lord some praise, amen. We'll be singing, rejoicing, reading scriptures, amen, testifying, amen. Glory be to God. I think I heard yesterday that Sister Joanne Thurman got about 16 songs revved up, but she take this thing serious, amen. And I think tonight we're honoring the Reed family, amen. Just so grateful that the devil didn't snatch them, the four of them, in that car accident last weekend, amen. So I thought that was very gracious of Minister Thurman, amen, to go that far. But she just being obedient to the Holy Ghost, amen. When you obey the Holy Ghost, you're going to be all right. God says, amen, even our enemies will be at peace with us when our ways please him. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. And then tomorrow night, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Holy Ghost party. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I got my gospel reggae. It's reggae music, that Jamaican music, but it's gospel music. I've been partying off it all week. I think we're going to roll that over tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. And the doors open at 4:30. We kick off at 5:30. All right. So come on out. Amen. And let your head down and have a good time. The weather's good. Look how God gave us good weather. Come on now. Rain in the day, rain in Sunday, right in the middle. Rain in the day before the event, rain in the day after the event. It's like the Red Sea opening up. This is God's, amen, approval. Amen. So come on out. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us rejoice in our 13-year celebration. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Everybody have a good day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We say thank you, 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 Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree, amen, that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. See you at 12 o'clock. Amen. If we miss you at 12, you'll see you at 9. If we miss you at 9, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. And if we miss you there, we'll see you tomorrow night. Ah, glory be to God. If we miss you there, we'll see you. And we're going to see you somewhere. Amen. And we'll be looking for you. I'll be looking for you. Amen. And you'll be looking for me. And Jesus looking out for all of us. I love you. Amen. God bless you.
I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because I am the greatest power, we shall never.
I someone say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.